1977. In the recording process, Eros Jarrod appointed Berlian Hutauruk as the lead vocal for the song. In 1999, Krisha re-sang the song, duetting with Keroncong singer Wajina. Then Juno and Raihanun covered the song, which was released in 2007. The lyrics touch on the beauty of nature and the journey of life. Well, listener, here is Hartika Ningsih featuring Rizky with the song Samusim. Happy listening.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote from R.A. Kartini. Listener, Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. R.A. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to all the people, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
When we are talking about relationship between two countries, of course, it's not always about the trade, education, tourism, investment, some big stuff like that. But also, it's about the citizen between the two countries. Recently, listener, Indonesia and Netherlands discussed about a repatriation plan for Dutch prisoners currently serving sentences in Indonesia. We quote from antaranews.com, Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusriel Ihsan Hendra, apparently there are 5 Dutch prisoners serving time in Indonesia, and another 2 held at Immigration Detention House. And the Coordinating Minister emphasized that Indonesia is actually open to international legal cooperation, but it also takes the principles of justice and national interest into account. And according to the minister, the transfer of foreign prisoners is not a decision that can be made quickly, and it will require thorough examination. So he informed that the transfer of inmates back to their home countries is based on a discretionary policy set by our President Prabowo Subianto. And recently, listener, Indonesia has repatriated several prisoners to their home countries to complete their sentences, including 5 members of Bali 9 to Australia, Mary Jane to Philippines, and Serge Atlui into France. Anyway, this is a very nice song by Dewa, entitled Cemburu or Jealous.
Di depan teman-temanku, makan hati jadinya. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You're listening to She with Slow Down Baby, and you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. But Indonesian government is not taking it easy in taking action against anyone that is contributing to air pollution in the city of Jakarta. Recently, our Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Norovic said that the ministry will be taking action against anyone making pollution in the city, including a coal storage facility in the Nusantara Bounded Zone in Marunda, North Jakarta. And this action or even this statement was made to respond to the complaints from the community about air pollution. And reported by AntaraNews.com, listener, besides the Marunda Bounded Zone, the ministry also conducted an inspection and installed an environmental monitoring board on an iron industry in Tangerang, Banten, which contributed to air pollution in the surrounding area. And apparently this inspection is not done by the ministry alone, but also with several members of Commission 12 of our House of Representatives. And during this inspection, the minister also announced the plans to conduct cleanup activities before the dry season to reduce pollution sources across Greater Jakarta. For your information, during the dry season, well, with less winds, with less rain, usually the pollution will be stagnant, staying in one spot for too long, creating, well, problems for the people. But to make sure that in the dry season, the air will be cleaner, while in Jakarta, in the Greater Jakarta recently, we are still having heavy rain, it is believed that it is still a good time for us to prevent the upcoming pollution during the next dry season. Right now, you're listening to White Shoes and the Couple's Company with a song that make them so famous until today, which is Windu Devrina. Surprisingly, Indonesia at that time was having a lot of pop and, well, pop songs, they are bringing, well, a little bit taste of the oldies into Indonesian music industry. And here is Windu Devrina.
Thank you. step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
So we've just listened to The Boundary with Cardania, or Because of Her. It's about a song about someone feeling that their life is getting turned upside down after meeting with somebody else. And the song was released in 2009 by The Boundary after entering a music competition, which sadly the band Ri, people can say that the band Ri is one hit wonder with this single only, and till now they are not is yet to meet another one, but of course maybe we are still waiting for another pieces by the band Ri. And moving on from the band Ri, Indonesia have the free nutritious meal program, and the implementation of course has challenges like so many other programs. So what are the probable challenges? Here is the answer from the professor of Department of Community Nutrition from IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardiansyah.
The challenge I think first, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depending on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more food locally. Yeah, so the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety states, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
And by the way, a little bit update about the free nutritious meal program. It is claimed that so many students are getting more encouraged to come to the school with this program. And also during the Ramadan or the fasting month, they are still providing it, but these ones will not be eaten at school. Why? Because it's still fasting. And so they make it the food to be brought home with a special bag. And this bag needed to be brought back again to school by the students in the next day to be filled again with another new food, of course. Now listener, full detail and also full conversation about why free nutritious meal matter is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Semua
You are listening to Biarlah or Let It Go by Killing Me Inside. The song is about letting somebody go because apparently they are not sharing the same, well, view, opinion anymore. So it's better for them to walk their own paths. And after this, listener, you'll be listening to a story about gong music from Dayak community.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. In the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tatabuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. Further, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pa anu bulatan mit balap mit balas sa tangan ku kunadat na basa na utok na manang na kaut na buchit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji ng ngagah ng mujak ng suk ng moy mo imaw mo musik mo maumu kut kabaw kut kamik kut kuda da so laja so nyama so tuat so aja kalek aja sina aja blana manug ipok ng babi ng adat basa bukun na sukup uruk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na ko kop na agup buku tay buku na mate siya masih abi ku me abi utin ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manug cho gudak gudak sango gudak tianak manug gudak kusik manug cho gudak jepang gudak mereka manug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua nuk adat nuk bahasa buku nahti da syukup da uruk da budan da de nuk tira pama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Kembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers to hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created dua, as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments
babi,
are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog.
Kulut,
after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head babi, and pig blood on our face.
Itu,
finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The Tabuhan Gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village
inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Today's Music Honor presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Listener, here is the newsline. Central Java Governor Ahmad Lutfi and Australian Consul General Glenn Askew on Monday discussed various cooperation, including the extension of sister province cooperation between Central Java and Queensland. Governor Lutfi said the sister province extension will be signed in May 2025. Meanwhile, Consul General Askew, as quoted from Antara, said he believed Central Java has many potentials such as in trade and tourism. Indonesian Migrant Worker Protection Draft Bill is planned to be finished this week in the Working Committee. Deputy Head of the House of Representatives Legislative Body, Ahmad Doli Kurnia, on Monday said the draft will be made into the Legislative Body's initiative draft bill and then recommended to the Chairman of the House of Representatives.
Quote from Antara, the draft bill aims to improve protection for Indonesian American workers and boost foreign exchange. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you're still tuned to the World Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Right now, we have a lot of things to present to you, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Coba kau bayangkan, engkau diperlukan, mentari terbenam, malam jadi teman. Coba kau bayangkan, waktu terlupakan.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slametrejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall.